Welcome into our favorite Morning Show Topics podcast, Monday, Reed and Chelsea with you. Hello, Chelsea. How are you doing today?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Do you have a good Monday show?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite topic?
I want you to talk about the separate beds thing.
The separate beds thing.
Is that your favorite topic or no?
It was definitely, I thought, one of our more interesting topics.
Okay.
So USAtoday.com put this out, and they talked about married couples sleeping in separate beds. Now, Chelsea, you know the answer, but if you had known the answer, what would you guess is the percentage of couples?
Like 10%.
That's
like
what
you.
I thought too, 10%. It's actually 25% of married couples sleep in separate beds, which if it works for you, awesome. I just thought it would be more like 10%. A lot of couples get worried about it because they think, what about us getting off schedule? You know, we want to get ready together. We want to go to bed together. We want to get up at the same time. If we're kind of doing our own thing, are we going to sort of be
disconnected,
intimacy things?
All right, stop.
All of that. So, the thing that they said is, look, if it works for you, go for it. But if you do have those concerns, an idea is use two separate bedspreads. You can overlap them, you see? But when one tugs on one, it doesn't affect you in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Because I've woken up.
It's not a problem.
What you do,
us.
Chelsea, you do. It is very much a problem for us when you do the tuck and roll.
Yeah.
You grab and then you roll, and I feel it just off me, and then I'm freezing.
And
you couldn't care less.
Okay.
That's the look you have when you're sleeping.
I'm not sure.
Did you have a favorite topic?
That was it.
That was it.
You explained it for me.
You think it's gonna go up or down in terms of the number of percentage of couples that are sleeping in the separate beds?
Probably up.
I think it's going to go up too.